So today, what we're going to do, we're going to hear some profiles from some of these dogs on the website for borrowing dogs. And we're also going to hear some absolutely classic Tinder profiles. These are genuine profiles from both the dog website and Tinder. And what we're also going to do, we are going to have Alice come in and she's going to have a go guessing about which ones are dog profiles and which ones are Tinder profiles. If it is a Tinder profile actually written by a genuine human, you're going to hear this.
Fenton!
Are you ready for your first one?
I'm so ready.
Okay, here we go.
All I want is to be fed, cuddled, and told I'm pretty.
What do we think?
Dog.
Do you think it's a dog? Let's have a look.
Aaron!
You're right!
Yes!
Congratulations! Now, it's time for my interview with example from yesterday. Enjoy, everyone.
I loved music, but I didn't really feel like it was my career.
Now, I'd like to take the opportunity to do a public apology to a man that I startled this morning, because I have this morning tradition. You know, when I'm up early for my radio show, it's just gone 7, I'm walking briskly in the frosty morning, I'm feeling great, and when I see other people up at that same time, I am so surprised and happy that I must automatically try and high-five them, naturally, of course. What else can you do in that situation? And normally they return the high five. It's great. It's a great moment. We continue with our days. Perfect strangers, yet perfectly happy. Yet in this situation, I went to high five this man. And he flinched, acting like I was about to hit him. So I just want to say to the man, if you're listening, I'm very, very sorry. I meant to give you a little gentle high five. Good morning. Great to see you. We're both up at the same time. And it was not malicious in any way. Great, now that's over with. My question is though, who gets the leftovers after the judges have had their one bite? Do you think it's like a certain person's specific job to finish it? If so, great British Bake Off managers, if you're listening, I'm well up for that job. Or do you think it's something that people fight over? You know, like a Hunger Games scenario where it's a finders keeper situation. What is Boomshanker? Can you tell me? Because it's all over Insanity, and I'm part of Insanity, but I still do not know what Boomshanker is.
I think it's a secret code, you know? I think it's something only known within a small circle, and they just get people to say it.
There's an inner circle in Insanity that I'm not part of.
Well, I'm not a part of it either, so...
Oh, this is not okay. Yet. Should we make our own inner circle with our own little code words?
Maybe, I think so.
So it's like a rival clique to them.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
See, I have a feeling like it's a big ruse on their part, so what's happened is it means something, you know, ridiculous in a different language.
Possibly. And there was
what a great idea if we get them all to say it and say it's something really intelligent.